A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Wells Cast with Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Wells Cast. We are doing it live from Pebble Beach, California. And this episode is going to be near and dear to my heart because this is where I, in fact, grew up. A show that's all about origin stories. We're going to be doing a show here where, well, I originated from. We are actually at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. This is a golf tournament that like celebrities can play in, that play alongside like, well, professional golfers. I was not invited to play for the second year in a row. It's totally fine. I was told by our good friend Chris Harrison that I am not yet famous enough to be in the tournament, which is totally fine. So I will be in the stands once again, rooting on all the people that are actual celebrities, but it's totally fine. Here's the thing about this tournament. I actually grew up like working for this golf tournament. I would like walk around behind Hale Irwin and Tom Watson. I was a standard bearer, which is a fancy way of saying I held a placard that said how many under par they were. And all I've ever wanted to do was actually play in this golf tournament, but maybe next year. It's going to be fine. Anyways, I'm excited for this episode because we are going to have on the Wellscast today two people who actually are avid golfers and who have a new podcast coming out right here on the iHeart Network. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we have Paige Renee and Josh Temple on the Wellscast. Stick around.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the Wells Cast. Very excited to have on the show the hosts of Play Around. Is that right? Am I saying that correct?
Playing Around.
Playing Around. I scooted up immediately. Let's try that again.
It's actually Playing Around with Paige Renee.
Is it?
It's her.
You're not even getting like second billing?
No.
It's in the bottom. It says like with special guest co-host.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. No. Hey, let's call it what it is, guys. It's okay.
Let's try this again. Welcome back to the podcast. On the Wellscast today, we have Paige Renee and Josh Temple. Paige is the host of Playing Around. Josh is just f***ing here, apparently. Paige and Josh, how are you guys?
We're good. Thanks for having us today.
Yeah. Congratulations on getting the podcast. Just real quick so people understand, like, what is the idea of the show?
Obviously, we're talking about golf, lifestyle, really anything we want to talk about. So we're figuring that out as we go. And I'm really excited about this because I've never done anything like this before. I played professional golf and then I kind of just blew up on Instagram. And so people only know me from either playing or just seeing pictures. And so now I can actually talk. And I think they're going to be surprised by that.
Yeah.
I have a voice.
She has a voice box, people. And Josh, how did you get kind of brought into the fold?
Well, I'm old enough to be Paige's dad, mm-hmm. so I show the I'm the weekend golfer guy target audience, but also I'm here to take care of Paige, make sure no one messes with her. I've done TV for 25 years and I'm just the journeyman kind of guy, you know, the guy that you say, I've seen you somewhere before. So and I got the voice, I got the gravel.
So
we offset and mm-hmm. we offset and I'm just making sure, I'm taking care of her.
All right. Okay. So I don't know if anyone told you kind of like the premise of the show, but I'm just very interested in how people get to become really well known. Like, it's all well and good that people see you on TV or, you've got millions of followers on Instagram, but like, what's the blueprint of like getting there? And Josh, you've had multiple television shows you hosted. I saw stints on like Will and Grace and stuff like that. And Paige, you've got over 2 million followers on Instagram, which is really hard to do. You've got double the amount of Instagram followers that I do, and I've been on 17,000 television shows. So I want to know, like, how did you get to this point? Ladies first, Paige, where did you come from?
So I popped out of my mom. No.
Yep.
We'll start.
It was a cold night in December.
In Denver, Colorado.
So vagina.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So vagina. Just split on out. So I was a competitive gymnast for pretty much most of my life. Ended up getting injured really bad a couple times. And I always wanted to be a professional athlete. I come from a very athletic family. And that was just something that we really valued. My mom was a professional ballet dancer. My sister ran track at Stanford. She's also a black belt in Taekwondo. Wow. And my dad played football. And my aunt's a professional tennis player. So just kind of like something that we just, you're going to be an athlete. Like, you had no choice. And so after I fractured my kneecap a couple times in gymnastics and I just didn't want to do it anymore. It was really tough. I was like 10 years old in the gym 8 hours a day. It was a grind and just being homeschooled. And so my parents like, you're gonna have to quit. Like, it's not good for you. It's not good for your body. It's not fun anymore. So what do you want to do? So we sat down and we said, what sports would I be good at? And tennis was the first one that popped up. My aunt came out. She put me through boot camp for a week. And I said, I'm never doing this ever again. Right. I don't want to run anymore. I don't want to do this. I'm just over it, especially after like gymnastics. My dad, I don't come from a big golf family, but my dad, he loves golf. And he's like, okay, we'll just take you out. You know, we'll try it. He tried with my older sister first and she hated it. And so he was really disappointed. And so he's like, okay, I got one more shot at this. And so he took me out and I fell in love with it right away. So played a ton of junior golf, ended up getting a full ride scholarship to San Diego State University, played there. And then after that, I wanted to play professionally. And golf is really expensive. We were talking about this earlier. It's just courses are expensive to play, equipment, traveling, everything. It's a rich man's game. Like, it's just really expensive. And so I didn't have any money. I didn't come from a family who had a lot of money, especially during that time in college. And so there's two ways I go about this. So I was caddying and running junior golf camps to help pay for my golf. And one day I opened up my phone and I just started getting hundreds of Instagram followers. And I just won a tournament. It was the Colorado Stroke Play. And Colorado Match Play. And I turned to my mom, like, this is weird. I only had maybe like 500 followers at the time. And she's like, oh, I don't know, maybe you just got some press from Colorado. I was like, okay. And then 10,000 followers that day, 20,000 followers. So Total Frat Move, which is was a big college guy's website.
Yep.
This guy named Dan, he wrote an article about me. It was basically a love letter to me. He found my Instagram randomly and I went viral pretty much overnight. So I went from having 500 followers to like 100,000 in a day.
Yeah.
And then it went to like 200,000. And so I was freaking out. I didn't know like what to do with this. I didn't go into any of this like seeking fame or followers or being famous on social media. That was never something that I wanted to do. I'm actually quite introverted. Mm-hmm. And so at first it was very overwhelming. My parents were like, okay, well, maybe we can use this to help you in any way. So I was getting offers from, you know, club companies like, hey, if you post this, we'll give you golf balls. And I was like, I need golf balls. I need golf balls. I need golf clubs. I need anything. Because, I mean, I was caddying and I was doing anything I could to just pay for my golf career because I didn't have any help. And so I kind of leaned into that. And so I started to work with different golf companies and doing their media for them, social media. And it was this weird kind of dynamic for me where I was trying to play professionally. And then I also had this outside career, but it was really public too. And it was hard. I got a lot of hate for it because I got noticed because of what I wore and the way that my body looked. And a lot of people, especially coming from golf, which is a very conservative sport, they didn't like me at all. They hated me and they hated everything that I stood for because I grew up on public golf courses and I wasn't, you know, what a golfer should be. And so the first little bit of my career was super difficult because I didn't fit in. Like, everyone hated me. It sucked. Like, it really, really sucked. And so I ended up getting an exemption into this big tournament. It was a LET event in Dubai. And I didn't...
Wait, what does that mean, LET?
Ladies European Tour.
Okay.
So there's like mini tours, and then there's the LPGA Tour, which is the main tour, and then the LET, which is the European Tour.
Okay.
So I got an exemption into this event, and I didn't really think much of it. And I didn't think, like, I was like, okay, this would be a really great step for my first professional event. Like, you need exemptions, and they do exemptions quite a lot, actually. And they're kind of controversial in golf because they'll give them to people like a Tony Romo or people who have really great stories or people who will bring a little bit more to the event.
Yeah, I remember Annika Sorensen got an exemption into a male tournament at one point.
Yeah, and they get a lot of attention because of that, but they don't realize that it happens pretty much weekly. I mean, there's sponsor exemptions in every single tournament. So I ended up taking the exemption and I decided to play. Well, it's was a huge disaster. It was horrible. I bombed out. I got so much press. People were betting on if I was going to finish last, if I was going to shoot in the 80s. Like, it was horrible. Mm-hmm. So the next day, I missed the cut. And I was like on the floor in the bathroom in Dubai with my sister, and I'm just bawling, like just like eating chocolate cake and just crying. And I was the most read sports story in the world on Daily Mail. And the headline was golf Instagram girl like bombs in her first opening event. And I was like, I hate this. Like, yeah. I hate this. And so the next day I like was crying in a press conference, and like to people, I was like, I quit golf. Like, I'm done with this. I'm over it. And like a week goes by and I was like, okay, I'm going to try this again. So I spent 1 year fully dedicating myself to playing professionally. I was still doing media work to pay for golf because that's all I could do, but it wasn't my main focus. My focus was golf, and that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to prove to everyone that I was more than what they thought I was, which is this, you know, dumb blonde bimbo who's selling her body to get likes, which is half true, but we'll talk about it another time.
You should see the shit I post on Instagram, okay?
You gotta do it. Do it for the engagement. So, so I like leaned into that fully, ended up making a cut on the Scottish Open, which is another European tour event. Played really well. I played around 25 tournaments, made money in all of them but two, and I barely broke even for the year. And wow. I made nothing. I was miserable, and I was still getting just as much hate, maybe more, as I was when I was trying to balance both. So,
can I ask you how your peers are handling you? Like other female golfers?
They didn't talk to me. So yeah. That first event that I went to, one of the most admired golfers, she's been around forever, she said that she couldn't pick me apart from a bar of soap. Like, she and other golfers were saying that I was a disgrace to the sport, that I didn't deserve the sponsorship, that I was just a bad role model for young girls to look to, that you have to show your body off and you have to be this way to get sponsor invites. And girls who deserved it more and were hardworking were left out because they didn't look a certain way.
Okay.
And so that was kind of the narrative that followed my whole career. And it didn't matter that I beat those players when I, you know, made the cut Scottish Open. No one talked about that. They'd only talk about my failures and like all the bad things that ever happened to me. No one ever talked about the good stuff. And so after that year of playing professionally, I was like, F this, I am out. Like, I am so over this. I'm so done. And I don't want to play professionally anymore because it's just not fun. Like, I tried so hard. I put everything into it and it still didn't matter. Like, they still didn't like me. I could have shot whatever and it still was never good enough for anyone. And so I said, I need a break. I'm done with this. I mean, I've dedicated pretty much my whole life to being the best athlete I could possibly be, and it still isn't good enough. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to lean in to being this person they think that I am. I'm going to be outspoken. And if they don't like me, I'm going to make them not like me even more. And let's make a career out of this. And so that's what I've been doing now, is just talking about things in golf that need to be talked about, and being that person and being open and honest and talking about, you know, the way I was treated and the hypocrisy that they're putting out ads about how all girls are accepted, yet you didn't accept me. So why is that okay? It's not okay. And so I think a lot of people who have the same kind of background that I have growing up, with not coming from a lot of money, that they don't look like everyone else or they don't fit in, they relate to me and they like me. But the people who are, you know, they like golf being a gentleman's game, it's more conservative and they want to keep it that way, they hate me. And I love that.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I just talked about my whole life.
No, and I love it. That, and like,
I was like, should I stop?
No,
I'm just gonna keep going.
You rip through it so fast. Like, there's things that I want to get back to, but actually, I'm not sure if it's really necessary, because I think that there's a whole underlying theme that we should get into. You have 2 million followers on Instagram, so you saying that a lot of people hated you is true, but not true, because you have a lot of people that love you, right? It's this weird dichotomy.
They like hate follow me though.
I don't think so. I think that
men love you. And not to say it's because of how you look, but like, I think your hate comes from your own gender. And I think that's the struggle that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And that's a weird thing. I was just thinking about it. Like, Brooks Koepka did the naked issue on Sports Illustrated. No one gave him shit for getting naked and being ripped up, you know? Bryson DeChambeau is like, I'm going to put on 47 pounds and look huge so I can drop bombs. Yeah. No one gives them crap. It's this weird thing that we have in our society right now where, for whatever reason, there's a lot of women trying to build women up and support them,
but also bring you down. It's weird because I'll watch, you know, like Bachelor in Paradise, and these beautiful women are in bikinis, but girls don't really, I don't really see them shaming them that much. No. You know, it's never talked about. Or the fact that they're kissing and being intimate with people publicly, it's never talked about. But yet, I wear, you know, a lower cut top, and because of the way my body is shaped, I'm a slut.
Yeah.
Why is it that way? And I feel like these women, they sit there and they're like, well, we want to lift women up, but only if they do this, and only if they look like this, and only if they act like this, and it's like, it doesn't work that way. That's not being a feminist. A feminist is what we're all fighting for, right? So we can all be who we want to be. That's the main goal. That's it. For you to be like, you can only be successful in golf if you wear this, that's not right. That's so messed up and so wrong. And I see these girls in the LPGA, and they pose in bikinis on Instagram, but I can't because I'm not as successful as them in my craft. So it's all, I always go back and forth. Like, okay, if I won a major, would people still say the same thing about me? I don't know.
I'm just going to jump in real quick.
Please do.
Because the only reason I am is because, you know, like, you know, my heart is going out to you, obviously. But I just also want to say, remember Michelle Wee?
Yeah.
And she got hammered and destroyed and went away for a long time because of it.
Yeah.
And because of the same sort of social dynamics. And then I'm not going to talk about feminism anymore because I'm not qualified.
But do you think that it's because golf is such like an old boys
100%
game?
Yeah.
It's a very interesting thing. Like, yes, it's a very stuffy kind of old white guy sport.
Rings true. Come on, football still rings true.
Yeah,
they're cheerleaders. You know, you saw the commercials in the Super Bowl with the girl kicking the field goal. I mean, like, that's
the thing about golf that's so weird is that everyone from business, different sports, whatever it may be, the best and the most richest people all play golf.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like this top tier of all the best people, and they run everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so they always say, we need to grow the game of golf, but they don't really mean it because they don't want to go to their golf course and see their wife there because that's their alone time. And so they want it to be that way. They want it to be this boys club. And I totally understand that, but be upfront about it. If you want to go and play golf with your buddies, go play golf with your buddies. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm going with my girlfriends to the spa. Like, it doesn't matter. But don't say you want to include women when that's not actually the truth.
But here's what the weird thing about this whole storyline is that I feel like you're getting more hate from the side of the gender, which you should be getting the praise from.
Yeah.
I would say, I mean, I assume there's some like stuffy, like, I can't believe she's wearing that guy. I assume that exists.
Yes.
But for the most part, I don't know what your metrics are on your Instagram, but I guarantee you they are exactly what mine are, just in reverse.
95%.
That's exactly what mine is. 95% female, 5% male. And yes. I don't know. I assume it's opposite.
Yes.
So what's bonkers to me is that the side of the gender that should be like, you go, girl. Like, my fiance, we were watching the Super Bowl. She gives two flying shits about the Super Bowl. But, like, when the Super Bowl halftime performance came on, she was up there snapping, like, yeah, you go, girl. And like, so supportive of something.
But did you see the hate that they got?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's what we're... But last year, when Adam Levine was shirtless and all the housewives were like, oh, I love you, Adam. It's like, Do you not see what's happening?
But that's what I'm saying is that, like, I think a lot of women watching the Super Bowl was like, yeah, you go, girl. Yeah, you, like, badass bitch, like that. Which, it's bonkers to me that that's not happening to you because you're that badass bitch at the halftime show at the all-boys thing.
I think it's because there's not many women in golf, and so we're all fighting for our position to be respected in... We grew up playing with just guys around us. Yeah. I would go to the range, and I would look down, and it was just guys everywhere. I'm just so used to that everywhere I would go. And so when another female comes into your turf almost, you feel like they're going to take your spot. And so I think we always just compete with each other because we have only been we've been the only female around all these guys our entire lives. That's just what we're used to. And so we don't want to lose that. So I think that's kind of like why we go back and forth with each other. And I could be definitely way more welcoming to other women as well. I think that, like, I'm not saying I'm perfect and I've done everything right. Like, I know that I haven't been as open and, like, willing to go out to some of the girls on the tour and be like, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
You have a problem with me. I have a problem with you. What's wrong? Let's just hash it out. And we never do that.
Yeah.
And we should.
Why?
Because girls are crazy.
No shit.
We just don't want to talk about it. You know, it's just kind of like this long game that we're always playing and there's no solution to it.
I think what annoys me about this, like hearing this whole story, is that for every guy, every woman who are professional golfers, I think they can all agree, because it's like that old cliche, that success is where opportunity and hard work meet, right? Yeah. And for you, your opportunity was Instagram, whatever. But that doesn't discount your hard work and like making cuts and like doing really well in the Scottish Open or whatever it is, you know? And it's unfair that they can't see that, like, everyone in anyone's walk of life, you need a couple good breaks if you're going to be successful. And the fact that they're using that against you seems really petty and just like mean girly to me.
You know, I get it, though, because these girls on the LPGA Tour, they grind. They work so hard, and they're not getting paid anything. Sponsors don't want, like, club companies are not willing to give them the money that they deserve. And so I can see why they're frustrating looking at me, who hasn't won a tour event, and then I am getting a sponsorship by this club company that they want, they need it. It's going to help them be better. Yet I'm out here just doing that. And so they don't realize that I am on the opposite side. So they have a tour player side and they have a media side. And so I'm always on the media side. And so they always try to put us together and we're very, very separate. The thing that bothers me, I get that. I understand. And I'm fighting for them to get better opportunities. The thing that bothers me is the girls are doing what I'm doing and they give me hate.
Yeah.
You know, we're all Instagram golf girls. Like, we need to have each other's backs, and we don't.
Yeah.
So that's the most frustrating part.
Is it getting better, you think?
Yes and no. I think that there is this movement of female empowerment, but I still think that, like, we're just crazy bitches, and we're going to need a lot of, like, group therapy with all of our friends. Because it's just, like, it's just ingrained in how we bond by talking shit on other girls. Like, that's wrong. You know, we shouldn't do that. Or, like, when a girl walks by and you know they look good, 100% of the time a girl's gonna go, why is she wearing that? You know, and that's not okay. It's just what we're used to. And we just need to change how we talk to each other in all walks of life, not just, you know, in my profession or what I'm doing.
Can I jump in?
Please do.
I think, look, I'm the old guy here. I'm the old guy everywhere. So I watched cell phones come. Mm-hmm. So I'm that old, right? So Instagram, the social media, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter. The thing about these things, the trap is that you're building your brand. You're obviously building, you've built your brand. You're building your brand. That's a very individual thing to do. Mm-hmm. So it almost immediately, it harvests individuality. There's no teamwork with individual branding, because you're literally competing with another Instagram golfer for clubs, balls, apparel, vacation, gigs, money, lifestyle, right? And so are you. And this is what podcasts are doing, and this is what all of these things doing. And it's funny because I'm old man grandpa looking at all this stuff, and I'm, and when we used to do, when we would do a show, you know, I did a lot of shows on HGTV, and we would all show up because we all wanted people to turn on HGTV.
Yeah.
You know, but this is before we had our brand. Now, shit, I wish I would have listened to a brand, because then you can individually make more money. But that's what we used to do. And I think that right now it's almost like it's not only the cattiness of the situation you're in, but it's also the brand marketing that's going to keep you separate, because anyone with 90,000 followers looks at your 2 million and goes, what's that bitch got that I don't have?
Yeah. Well, of course. But I think it's like we can all coexist. I mean, we all have our own individuality, like you were saying. Like, it's our own personal brand. And I think that's kind of what is weird right now with golf influencers, is like, they saw my path be successful, and a lot of girls are kind of trying to do that. But if it's not authentic to who they are, and so then it's just kind of like you're saying, like, oh, it worked for her. Why didn't it work for me? Well, she's not as pretty as me. Or like, no, I'm not saying that. She said that about me. So I get that twisted. But these girls will then look, be like, well, I'm a better golfer. I'm prettier. I'm all this stuff. But why does she have that? And it's because I don't think they're being authentic to who they are. They're just trying to look for like the quick way to like be successful.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is we're just in a weird time in history, yeah, where, you know, there's this weird, you know, intersection of building your own brand and then also creating the thing that you are passionate about. I mean, I would imagine the same thing could be said about me, is, oh, you know, I was this radio guy and then I skipped a bunch of steps because I went on The Bachelor, and that's unfair to all the other radio people who are like, that's you completely skipped all the bullshit that we had to go through. Like, so I can rationalize what's happening. I think that for your case specifically, though, it's at its baseline mean girl stuff. And I think that what is cool about you now stepping away from a camera and putting your voice into a podcast, like with Playing Around, is that you now get to show the thing that I think everyone wanted to cut you down from the beginning with,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, you can say that she's, and don't, I'm not saying this, but like the ditzy blonde bombshell.
Yeah.
No, well, okay. If that's what you really think, listen to our podcast, because I don't think that you're going to think that afterwards, mm-hmm, you know? And that's unfair that you can judge somebody just because you looked at your phone one day.
Yeah. And I think I see it from a different way too, because another big thing that I didn't mention earlier is that I have been bullied pretty much my entire life. So when I was growing up, I had a hair condition where my hair wouldn't grow and it would just fall out. And so people, like in kindergarten, they want to stand around me because they thought I had a disease, and girls would spit in my drink, and they threw my birthday cake away in front of me. And so these are just things. I mean, I got harassed in college. So I've always dealt with this. And so it's just kind of been a part of my life. And I think a lot of other girls too have dealt with this. And I think we think that it's normal, and it's almost like the strong survives. And it's like, what are you going to do to just be okay at the end of the day? And I think we just need to be more open about like female empowerment. Yes. But we can't be afraid to talk about how poorly we treat each other.
Yeah.
And, that we're not perfect, and that, you know, we are really mean. And I think that's going to actually progress the conversation of female empowerment forward, instead of just being like, oh, you look great, all this stuff. But behind the scenes, we're just not doing that. And so I work with a foundation called Cyber Smile, which is an anti-bullying organization focusing on cyberbullying. And so if anyone listening right now has dealt with bullying, or if any of this resonates with you, go check them out. They have a lot of helpful tips and people you can talk to. And it's helped me a lot with everything that I've gone through. And I know a lot of girls especially have gone through bullying, because we are bullied. We bully each other every single day. We are mean to each other, and it's not normal. And I think we need to talk about the fact that that's not what we should be dealt with. Like, that's not a true friendship, is when you tear people down.
And that's what we're going to do on Paige Renee's podcast. playing around with Paige Renee. Now we just got a new freaking focus. We're gonna dedicate time to that on everyone. Because yeah. just watching you right there, we're doing that.
Yeah.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, this podcast, it's always funny to me when I sit down to do a show. It never ends the way that I think it's going to happen. And I've done millions of interviews at this point. It never goes the way that I think it's in. I thought we were going to talk about golf for 45 minutes and like how I'm a dork and like I wish I was as good as you at golf. And it went in this like really weird direction of like I had no idea about your story and the trials and tribulations that you've had to go through. And aside from all the hard work and blood, sweat, and tears that you've put into the game of golf, all this other bullshit that you've had to deal with, and to see you still persevere and create this brand and now this new show, it's like super inspiring and empowering. And I have a lot of females that listen to this show. So I think that initially they're going to look at the title of this show and be like, I'm so confused. You're doing a golf thing. And then they're going to listen to it and be like, holy crap, that was so cool and so empowering. And I think that's what is really, really interesting about this show and your show going forward. So thank you so much for being on the Wellscast.
No, thanks for having me and letting me just basically vent.
No, that was great.
For long. It's like a good therapy session. Yeah. You get double pay for this, being like an awesome podcaster and doing your thing.
This
and
then
being
like
the best therapist ever.
Do you want me to make you a drink in a second?
Yeah, you want me to make a drink too?
Tell you to go on a date? You know, Josh, I've run out of time. Can you come back on the show a little bit later and can we hear your origin story?
It's pretty drab.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Dope ass boots, though. Dope ass boots.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Nope. Just real quick. Just go through your resume for everyone so they have some idea of who's also on this show with Paige.
Journeyman entertainer. Was on Will and Grace. Did Curb Your Enthusiasm season 3.
Wow.
Yeah, improv guy. Also a licensed contractor. So then jumped on. I was hosting shows and then jumped on at HGTV for 10 years. I've done a lot of stuff. Still, and actually literally building a house right now.
Is Larry David as cool as I hope he is?
He is everything you think he is and more. And he loves golf.
I know.
And we got in an argument. We got in an argument about Pebble Beach.
Really?
He said it was rated higher in difficulty because it was so beautiful. And I said, no, Larry, that's not true. It's just about yardage and hazards. And all. He goes, I'm pretty sure you're wrong. Mm-hmm. And I said,
I can actually see that. We can have a discussion about that because anywhere that has like a beautiful golf course with like decorative rocks, we're like, all your girls now are like, I'm out. Yeah.
I just imagine.
You want to talk golf? You can come watch my podcast.
Yeah. I just imagine this standoff between you and Larry David, and he's like, it's because it's so beautiful. And you were like, no, it's not. It's because of yardage. And then you guys looking directly into each other's eyes, and then it's bam, 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 bam.
That's exactly what happened.
Paige, Renee, Josh Temple, thanks so much for being on the Wellscast. Everyone, go listen to Playing Around. It's an iHeart podcast, but you can get it on iTunes or, I guess, Spotify, wherever the hell you get podcasts. I don't know, the internet is there. If you want to follow Paige Renee, she definitely needs more followers.
I need more female followers, actually. Yeah, you do. I need some female support here.
Okay, I can help you on that front.
Thank
okay?
you.
It's at Paige Renee. Josh, do you even have Instagram? You said you came from a bygone era. That
Josh Temple TV, and I've got that 500 that you started.
Yep.
With.
All right, we're starting somewhere. So, by the way, we haven't been using our email at all, really. So, if you have any thoughts about this episode or any past episodes, you can email us wellscast@iheartmedia.com. And also, for all the listeners that want to find out more about Paige and Josh's show, they can email at
PAR@iHeartRadio.com.
Boom. Guys, again, thanks so much for being on the show. This was really cool.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Subscribe to Wellscast on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts. It's the internet.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
how this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.